You remember the days when they cut cane by hand, don't you?
I certainly can. I remember when I was a kid, the hand cutting gangs that were here back in the 50s, mixed European. We had some local traditional owners cut here as a gang for a couple of years, and that family still lives in Gordonvale. But a lot of the cane cutters that came out here from Italy especially ended up working hard enough to save up enough to buy a farm. And the industry around here has got quite a good representation of Italian farmers.
You say that in the early days that the cane was not burnt, that in the really early days that it was also green.
That's right. It used to be cut green way back, at the start of the industry up here. And I guess the big change then was when there was the recognition of the fact that Wheels disease or leptospirosis came from the rat's urine that lived in the cane, and they countered that by burning the cane for the health of the cane cutters and those people who worked in the cane. And it's funny how we've gone around the full circle now.
They always look back as it being a very romantic time when the cane was burnt, but you say it was really quite tough, that a lot of farmers actually died.
Yeah, they look good, and they're spectacular to look at from a distance, but you're actually doing it, it's very stressful and dangerous and very hot. And you can be there for hours at night if you have an unfavourable wind. And I think 1982, I believe, we had two of our local farmers here perished in cane fires, and another one in Innisfail that same year. It was a very difficult year, a very windy year. And I guess that was probably one of the later years that there was still wide-scale burning in the industry, because at about that time, technology and the harvester design advanced to a point where there was a really big take-up of green cane harvesting.